This is an opera cast from English National Opera. For more information and to book tickets, visit www.eno.org.
Alfie, usually we do these things in the Royal Retiring Room, but here we are in your dressing room. And I have to say the look could catch on.
It's like really?
The slash t-shirt and the...
I'm not trying to start a fashion trend, that's just the way they want to make me look for this, that they show beaten up and distressed.
Yeah, broken down.
Exactly.
And that's before I got probably a bit the way you're feeling anyway at the moment, isn't it? Because we're at that delicate stage of being on stage with piano. In fact, I was walking through the backstage area and heard the duet thumping out on the keyboard, the Rory MacDonald. Of course, you have the extraordinary distinction of having sung that duet with Michael Ball at the Albert Hall, and I still remember the look of slightly disconcerted look on his face when there you were soaring on that
really
top line, and he was thinking, "Hang on a minute, that's where I should be."
Well, Michael held his own. I think he was a good guy to. It was something new for him because it was out of his it wasn't his world sort of thing. But I think he enjoyed it, and I enjoyed it, and it was fun.
It was, and. It suddenly made me realise how the tenor really does have, in that duet, which of course everybody knows, the tenor really does have the better deal almost.
He certainly does. I mean, it is, it's a wonderfully orchestrated piece of music, and it's very, very nice to be a tenor and get the chance to sing that duet. You know,
this is one of those pieces that's an opera as much about friendship as anything. And it has been suggested in the past that Nadir and Izurga are more in love with each other than they are with Layla, because they seem to have this extraordinary bond. I mean, that's
often the case, but I think too many people try to analyse it too many, think too hard. You know, they confuse the matter. They're just friends. They're just buddies. You know.
Yeah.
It's stupid how people try and think like that. You know, and look into that sort of aspect of it. You know, because it's a waste of time. You know, it's just simple stories, simple relationships. And he's in love with Layla, Nadir's in love with Layla, him and Zurga are old mates, they grew up together around the village. It's nothing. Why did they have to make it into something? It's not. In a way, it's sort of like, if I could swear, I'd swear. But I won't.
you are allowed to.
Oh, right.
It's the whole style thing, Alfie, it's the French style, which is a switch probably from the Italian stuff you've been doing and indeed the Viennese stuff you do and have recorded. Anything particular about the style that you have to really focus on to get it to sound right?
I tell you something, the translation is something you really have to focus on. You have to work on the English and try and put it into the same sort of area as you would be singing, as you would sing it in the French. Mm-hmm. You know, the French language seems to add that element of focus to the sound, and the more that it's placed in a certain way in a certain area, and I'm trying to recreate that with the translation. Can sometimes be a little tricky, so you end up juggling words around and changing the odd word to make it the same vowel as the French and also making it translate literally as well. You know,
It's a perennial problem with inverted commas in this house with singing in English, pluses and minuses. Mm. And I noticed quite a few people commented on it in the Tosca recently because it does alter the kind of rhythm of the.
Yeah, I mean, the language. But, you know, it doesn't have to either. You know, it really doesn't have to. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hi Robert.
Sorry,
hi,
you can I have your t-shirt?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry.
Sure.
Yeah,
no,
sorry. Can we put that on pause? Is that
yeah,
right?
It's
no,
fine. Yeah,
no
yeah, it's okay. It can just chop it out.
What's left of it?
So it is something you've got to be aware of, the sound of the line, the musical line.
Yeah. I mean, singing anything in English is can be tricky when you've sung it so many times in its original language, but it doesn't have to be. You know, you can working at that is a bit of a challenge, but English is just as good a language. I mean, I've learned this from doing lots of productions.